they were like, what's the gift of the Magi again? And I told them the story of the young couple, and they were poor, and she sells her hair to buy him a gold watch chain, and he sells his watch, his grandpa's watch, to get her a beautiful decorative comb for her hair, and they open their gifts on Christmas, and it's a, you know, this beautiful story of sacrificial love. And they're like, Mom, that's not really what happened. You,
there was sacrifice, but not in.
They're like, you just stole. You just stole that. Uh-huh. And you didn't give it. And I was like, shut up. I was like, it was the love. They're like, Mom, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome, everybody. Episode 60 of Designer Cornbread. You're here again with us, and we're just here to chitty chat. What you got going on, Jones?
Let me just tell you the funniest thing that happened in culinary. So my second period, they finished what they were doing and they walked in from, wait, I got to stop. Okay. We have taken all the desks out of my classroom. I have no more desk. And so now there are stainless steel tables and stainless steel stools.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's really nice. But
oh, okay.
So my second period finishes up and they're back in there and I'm finishing a couple of things up in the kitchen. And I don't know what I walk in on. I don't know what they were talking about. I don't know any background. I don't know where it was going.
But I walked in
to hear Ethan say, so what, Jesus was going to hook up with his best friend's girl? I went, ho!
Ho, 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 ho.
And I said, I looked at my class. I said, and Ethan was on the back, you know, wall. I said, everybody walk toward me. Everybody get up and come toward me. And they're looking at me like, what in the world? I said, move away from Ethan.
From
and they're
the
like,
devil.
Why? I went, Ethan is about to be struck by lightning. Everybody move toward me.
Step aside. So do not touch the metal desks.
Yeah. Okay. So they kind of laughed, you know, whatever. Right. I promise you, less than 1 minute went by. I mean, seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And that boy sitting on his stool, and all of a sudden, he wasn't leaning back. He wasn't doing anything. All of a sudden, that whole stool went whoop, thump, and Ethan hit the floor.
You're kidding.
Stool goes down. He goes down. So my kids are all like, oh, and they're looking at me. And
He got struck.
Cam was on the back of the, you know, he was kind of by Ethan. And his eyes went as big as his face. And he's looking at Ethan. Then he looks back at me, looks at Ethan, looks back at me, looks at Ethan. And he goes, he got you quick. He got you quick.
Quick. I thought he was going to pick up his books and like start walking with a quickness towards you.
No.
Like, I'm out.
No. And you know, and he sounded, and the way he said it, he reminded me of, you know, short stack on Indiana Jones. What was the short stack?
I think that was his name. Yeah.
Anyway, you know, where he said, he got you, Dr. Jones. He got you. It was just
Dr. Jones.
Fantastic.
Oh my goodness. Don't you love it when that happens? Oh man.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah. And then Ethan got back up on his stool and he said, but Miss Shank, I'm a Christian. I was trying to go with forgiveness and I said, yeah, Ethan, that's why God disciplines those he loves.
Right. That's exactly right. So
I'm not gonna let you get away with it.
No, he's not. Take that. Take that, Ethan. Oh my goodness. That is a good one.
Thankfully, he wasn't hurt, which makes
because then you would
write hysterical.
Yeah, you would still laugh about it, but maybe just not right then, like later. So,
yeah.
Did you ever find all your white tables and stuff? Is everything returned back to your room?
I'm concerned. No, they're really not.
Okay. Well,
anyway,
great.
I think they're down in the band concession stand, which I have no idea why they would be down there or who came and got them, but whatever. So, I do want to say, the weather has turned cooler.
Yes.
And I am sitting here drinking my mama's spice tea recipe, which everyone can go find on our recipes. Because this is the time.
Is this, did we do that last year? Did you,
we did
that
it last
one of your
year.
Fall? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent.
Yep. That's so perfect. Go through our recipes and look and find the
You can go to the
spice tea.
The recipe tab in our at our website, designercornbreadpodcast.com. And there's a whole tab that's all the recipes. So that is just excellent. That does sound really, it has finally turned cool. Thank goodness. I mean, we went from 83, 84 to
freezing
to 40s in the 40s, no, like the high in the 40s the next day. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, we're under a freeze watch tonight.
Yeah, same. I finally got my little mums because I'm kind of late to the party mm-hmm. this year, which, you know, I don't like to get them when it's too hot.
I know. It doesn't feel, feel right.
And it doesn't. Yeah. And my ferns were still going. And I was like, and then I get to this point where I'm like, I'm like, is it even worth it? Because in 2 minutes, the weather's going to be too bad and it's going to be, you know, but I went ahead and got, I just got some pretty white, ones to go out front and by our back side door. So it makes me happy. It does make me happy. It looks nice. But now they're currently in my dining room because it's too cold to have them out. So there you go.
I know I'm about to go bring mine in when we get done with this.
It's ridiculous.
I'm like you. I didn't buy them. It was hot. It was just yucky.
It was too hot.
You know? And then I went on fall break and I thought, well, nobody will be here to water them. And so
exactly.
I did break down and buy some though. So
they are pretty. I enjoy it, but it's just kind of like every year I'm like, is it worth spending that money on doing it anyway? But they are pretty. So that's they're in my in my dining room right now. I continued in my cooking extravaganza, my fall cooking bug that I have. I know, look at me go. And I made some just a delicious, really nothing fancy, but a white chicken chili over the weekend, which was maybe it was last week. Yeah, sometime last week. Anyway, and that was really good and delicious. And then I froze the rest of my regular chili that I'd made the week before. So that's got some of that freezing in the freezer. And I'm going to make something else this week, but I don't know.
Well, my cooking fell apart yesterday. I mean,
what happened?
I could not do anything right yesterday. I don't know. So I made, we had our church harvest festival and I made chicken gnocchi soup that I have made a million times.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, we make it. And the only different thing that I did, which should not have affected it, was put it in the crock pot. But I made it in the morning before church and I just put it on warm. I didn't even put it on low or high or, you know, it was on low.
Yeah.
And I get back from church and when I did, all the half and half had just completely separated.
Oh, you're kidding.
I mean, it was like curdled, not curdled, but
just separate.
And it was terrible. I had to throw the whole thing out. I made a big old double recipe. And then, so I thought, well, I'll just take a cake instead because we were supposed to take soup or chili or dessert. So I thought, well, I've got a cake. And well, then I dropped the cake on the ground.
Joni.
I'm not kidding. I mean, it was just a mess.
You couldn't even get anything out the door yesterday. Mm-mm. You should have given right on up
I went to Kroger. And I bought two pumpkin rolls, and that was it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's a shame. That's my big fear is like dropping a cake when you're moving it from the table to the...
Yeah.
Mm, oh, my goodness. What kind of cake was it? I'm just wondering.
It was an almond cake. Oh, I know, your favorite.
Oh, man. You wasted a good almond cake.
I did.
I need to lay off the cake. Things are not... I put on a pair of jeans today, and I'm just... Feeling great about feeling real good about
it. What is this with the whole like metabolism coming to a screeching halt?
I don't know.
I mean, a screeching halt.
I don't know. It's done. It's like I don't know. Maybe it's spending too much time getting us warm, you know, hot flashing that it can't. It spends all its...
I mean, you would think that your body would have enough energy. I mean, would be fighting everything with that. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just saying things. I got to turn things around here. Welcome to fall, which is the worst time to have to, you know, get your eating life in order. But, you know, that's okay. It's all right. I'm fearfully
and
wonderfully
made. That's what January
made.
Is for.
I know, but I got to get started a little earlier. So,
and you come down to tailgate with me this weekend.
That's fine. I just, moderation. We're fine. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. Let's see what else. Oh my gosh. So the other night, in the middle of the night, our electricity went out. We've been having some issues. The neighbor behind in their backyard, some piece of tree fell off and kind of knocked into some lines a week or so ago. And anyway, so it's been on, but anyway, it went out again in the middle of the night because they didn't splice it right or do something. I don't know. All I know is, first of all, it's the middle of the night and I'm like feeling hot. I'm like, oh my goodness. And I reach over to get my remote for my fan because I'm like, I don't have my overhead fan on because whatever, it's been a little cooler. Mm-hmm. And I start clicking that thing and it's not going on. And I'm like, oh, the battery must be out in this stupid remote, you know, to do the fan. So I was like, oh. Well, it turns out the electricity had gone out in the middle of the night because Tim got up. He's like, yeah, I got a message from it. Well, Tim tells me later, though, when he was telling me about how when he realized it was out. He had his CPAP on, you know, his breathy thing.
Oh.
And he almost suffocated. He almost got suffocated by his CPAP.
Can you imagine?
He was like, yeah, all of a sudden he's like, I got to take deeper breaths. There's no air coming out of here. He almost died because he almost got suffocated. No, it's fine. He took it off, but it made me laugh. I got so tickled when he told me that story. I was like, I said, that is horrible because it's already bad to have it on, but all of a sudden it stops pumping the air. And he was like, I was like, why isn't there any air coming out of this thing?
Yep.
So that's a concern. I didn't think about that. The electricity goes off.
Speaking of CPAPs, I read an article the other day and I did not know this. Did you know that sleep apnea can cause AFib mm-hmm. in your heart? Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
It's terrible for your heart. It's very strenuous on your whole system, but particularly on your heart. Yeah. And that's not good. That's why you got to wear that thing. And every time he wears it, it's hilarious. Cause he's like, and I get, you know, probably not the most fun to wear, but he sleeps better. Number one, hello. Yeah. Cause he's not tossing and turning. And then it's, you know, less snoring, but still what happens then is he'll open his mouth and like all the air just comes blowing out at my face. And I'm like, and I have to tap him so he shuts his mouth. So I'm still not getting the full rest, but you know, it's so much, but he feels great.
He feels fantastic. He feels awesome.
But it's just like to remember to wear it and to do all that, you know. Here's another funny thing too. I am just telling on Tim, but he just has made me laugh so hard lately. He goes to the doctor. I don't know when this was, just a while back for something. I don't know, to get some refills of medications. That's what it was. And he gets all hot and bothered because like, I don't know why can't just refill it and da 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 da. And I'm like, honey, you know, and I understand. Don't even get me started with doctors right now. I have stories I can tell. I'm in no mood with them. But, you know, he was like, yeah, I got it refill. You know, it's all out and I need to have it. And I'm like, well, honey, maybe you should have taken care of that a month ago when you were about to you know, nothing like the last minute. Everything with him is right now is like the last minute, you know, hurry up. And then when the office can't get you in, you can't do the thing. And anyway, so it's a whole rigmarole. But he goes in, he's getting and doing the little visit, getting his refills. And it cracks me up. I guess he won't mind me sharing. I won't share too much. But the point is... He's on some medications for some things that for several things. One medication that he's been on, and he didn't care if I tell this, it didn't matter. None of it's weird. But since in his like 30s, he got diagnosed with low thyroid, whatever that is, hypo, the low one. So doctor put him on. All you do for that is you get on the medication to bring it up to the level you needed to be. Well, that was a big deal for him. You're a young, healthy male. You're in your 30s. And he was like, well, how long do I have to take this? And they were like, forever.
The rest of your life.
And he, that did a number on his head. It just, And so it's been a whole trial just getting him to consistently take that medication.
Yeah.
And he's doing much better now. And then he'd be like, I don't feel good. I'm like, are you taking your freaking thyroid medication?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole other story. But he's on some other medications that all I'll say is just some things that could be helped by other lifestyle choices, you know, medications for blood pressure, whatever, things like that, that really you can to help yourself.
Yes.
The one medication he asked the doctor about that he just was like, I don't know about this one. Are you sure? Is that thyroid one. Mm-hmm. He still is on that thyroid. He cannot get off. He's like, I just don't know why I had. And I'm like, honey, I looked at him. I said, out of the ones you're taking, the one that you really can't do
that
much.
You have no control.
Is the one that bothers you. But these other ones that you could, you know, and again, preaching to my own self, in terms of just health, but you know, these other ones you could actually get off of, but no, it's that one. It's that one that bothers me. I'm like, I don't know. What are you going to do? You know, I just said, whatever floats your boat.
And here we are, y'all, at this age where now we're talking about the weather and our medications.
Yep. And that's exactly right. Cause this is exciting times. This is very exciting times. Yeah, that's what we're doing, taking my mother-in-law to the doctors and getting her meds. And I'm basically a nurse.
This is a rough age. I kind of went through the take care of your people, parents, when my children were young. That was very difficult because you're sandwiched between everything. But, you know, and I'm very fortunate right now. My mother is still alive and in pretty good health, but she's been falling lately too.
Oh, has she really? Okay.
And yeah, so
that's scary.
Yeah, that's scary.
Because that can take you out.
Right. And yep. So, you know, but I think there are probably a lot of listeners who are going through that. And if you've never been a caretaker, y'all, I mean, it will stretch you as far as you can be stretched. It is, you know, to the point that you're going to snap, but it does pass and it does go. Just hang on. I don't have any really good words of encouragement because
it is what it
hard.
Is. And so,
it is
yeah,
what it is.
You have to, I have to work on, you know, it's my attitude is what has to change. It's the only thing I can do anything about. Yeah. I can't do anything about anything else that's happening. But I can try to do something about my attitude. So, you know, and it's good. It's, you want to do things. It's not, you don't want to do it. It's just that, like you said, it's just hard. And you're
and
human,
I will say,
and you know, it's hard.
And I will say for those of you who are dealing with a parent or a grandparent, even with Alzheimer's or dementia or anything, my grandmother had a phrase that I clung to through so much of that is, you can laugh about it or you can cry about it, but crying's not going to do you any good. And y'all, you just got to find the humor in those situations, or it is extremely sad.
Yeah.
But you know, be able to laugh and go on.
Yep. Yep.
That's
absolutely.
My advice.
That's a good word. That is good. Hey, did you notice my lovely arm I have for my microphone today? I'm like you, Joey.
Oh, you've got the arm.
Look at this. I have
look
my
at
mic.
You.
I don't know. I'm going to see. I do like it because I had a little stand and I had to kind of lean over. You know, it was just a little harder to use. But the funny story about this, my poor husband, I'm grateful to him because he puts up with me. So it was like last week. And I was getting something on Amazon, looking for something else. And you know how you can see the order. I was looking up an order, returning something, and you can see the order history and what people have ordered. And all of us are on the same account. So, of course, you see all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I saw this arm. Someone had ordered this microphone arm. And I didn't know who, because it just said someone had. So it could have been Avery. It could have been Thatcher. It could have been, you know, Hudson. Yeah. I don't know what he's doing up there. Who knows? In his room. But I was like, who ordered? Did Tim order? I'm like, who needs this arm? What is going on? Because I've wanted one. I just hadn't gotten around to ordering it. And I'm like, huh, and weird. Well, then this package showed up and I opened it. It was addressed to Tim. But, you know, sometimes I don't put my name on it.
Right,
it just comes.
Right, yeah.
You're just like,
yeah,
whatever. As long as it's not Christmas time. At Christmas, we all have to use our...
your own account.
Your name
your
is on
name.
There.
Yeah.
Where it's like
right.
all chaos. But anyway, so it came and I opened it up and I was like, it's this microphone arm. And I'm like, what? And you have to understand Tim's mission control operation he's got going on in his desk. He's got a vertical monitor, a huge horizontal monitor. He'll have his laptop. He's got a holder for his phone that the kids gave him. He's got ear. I'm like, I don't know what
Tim,
he's doing.
Tim had four screens before anybody
before that was a thing.
Multiple screens.
It's
yeah.
literally
yeah.
mission control, Houston. Yeah. He could launch a rocket. So, which is fine, but it just, he all these things. And I thought, that fool wants to get a microphone for gaming with the kids or something.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I opened it up, I see it, and I was like, ooh. And I was like, I'm going to take it. I said, I'm not going to tell this came. I'm just going to take it, and I'm going to take it. And I put it in my studio in here, and I didn't even set it up or anything. I was just like, I'm going to take it. He's not even going to know. I'm going to wonder how long it'll take him before he's like, did that ever come? So, of course, though, it was like a day or two later. It went very much longer later. He was saying something, and I couldn't hold it in anymore. I was like, I took that microphone stand that you ordered. I said, I just took it. And I told Hudson when it came, I said, I'm taking this. And Hudson's like, you are? I'm like, yeah, I am. I'm taking it. Dad ordered it. I don't know, but I'm taking it. It's mine.
It's mine.
He's like, okay, Mom. So I did tell Tim, I said, that mic arm came and I took it. And he goes, well, good, because it was for you.
Oh, now don't you feel bad?
I kind of did.
Shame on you.
It was like, I know. I was like, oh, but see, y'all, that sums up our 29 years of marriage. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. Someone ordered something and then you see it and then you snatch it, you steal it from mm-hmm. them and then you confess and then they let you know that it was for you so you didn't even steal it. It's like the gift of the Magi. And the kids were like, what are you talking about? You know, like that story.
Like the gift. Yeah. The gift of Holly. Like, that's what we're going to call it.
Yeah. And I explained to the kids about it and they were like, what's the gift of the Magi again? And I told them the story of the young couple and they were poor and she sells her hair to buy him a gold watch chain and he sells his grandpa's watch to get her a beautiful decorative comb for her hair. And they open their gifts on Christmas. And it's this beautiful story of sacrificial love. And they're like, Mom, that's not really what happened.
there was one sacrifice, but not another. There
yeah, they're like, you just
thievery.
Stole.
Yeah.
You just stole that. Uh-huh. And you didn't uh-huh. give it. And I was like, uh-huh. shut up. I was like, it
shut
was
up,
the love. They're like, Mom, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. But he bought it for me. And I stole
that's
it.
Sweet.
And then he made it so I didn't really steal it. See? He saved me from a life of crime.
Oh my gosh.
You guys, it's been a week. I cannot.
All right.
I don't know what else. We got to talk about football. What happened this weekend?
I am not talking about football.
Oh,
I'm done. I'm so,
I'm
we're not talking about football.
I'm so sorry.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it was.
So do you think they'll rehire Zach Arnett?
I don't. I'm always one that's like, it takes a minute. Like you can't, and especially the way he was, this was all unexpected with yep. Coach Leach dying. It's not like anyone
it's
had any idea this
idea.
Was happening.
Right.
No. So I got to go. And to be, again, the two of the best offensive players were
yep.
not in the game.
Yep.
So when
I
you're
know.
Starting record setting quarterback
yep.
and then your great running back or receiver, whatever he is, Marks, aren't in the game.
Running back, yeah.
You're
I
not
know.
Gonna do well.
We missed Marks. We really did.
I
don't
did.
Know. And no, I'm just frustrated by that. But I just and I'm not usually a get rid of them after one season.
Because I feel like it's
person.
So easy to be like,
yeah,
but I don't know either.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm like,
so
I don't know.
You know. Yeah. I don't know what they'll do.
I don't know either.
Anyway.
But sorry, I guess that's all we're trying to go with. Move on.
I got nothing to say about football. Nothing.
I don't even know what other games are. Ugh. It was a whole weird. I feel like the whole weekend was weird games. I can't remember what else I watched. Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee won.
Wait, who'd they play?
I don't remember. I didn't watch it. I had to do. So last weekend,
I thought they played Alabama. Was that the week before?
That was the week before.
My weeks are just totally mixed up now.
Yeah. And seeing that's what last weekend I spent the entire time watching football. And I thought, yeah. I just can't.
No, it's fun. It's fun to do that on some random weekend, but then you don't. The games weren't like super great yesterday. I can't remember who I hardly watched. So I got nothing to say. No spicy anything. That's it.
Well,
what else? What else you got going on?
Well, we're coming into November. So, time of Thanksgiving. And I have something, I guess, that I want to talk about. And it's kind of hard to talk about. And I'm not real sure but I just was so convicted. And I'll just tell you the situation. We have a family here that we're very, very close to. And I don't want to say horrible things about the dad because he was an abused child growing up, and that's what he knew. Mm-hmm. And he, I don't know. Anyway, he was not very nice to his family a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, they're still your dad. They're still your husband. And a couple of weeks ago, he went out in the backyard. Everybody, the kids that were home and his wife were on a cruise for fall break. And he went out in the backyard and shot and killed himself. Hmm. And his teenage daughter found him 3 days later.
Hmm.
Very difficult, very heartbreaking. There's just nothing good. Anyway, I've been in and out of the house several times and checking on him, taking him food and all these things. But his wife, I went in one day and she was just teared up. She was holding her cat and she was just crying. And I went, "Oh, Tab." And she said, No, I'm okay. Let me tell you what the Lord has done. And she said, our cat, this cat's been missing for 2 days. And I just went outside and I said, "God, you are so, so good to me. I just can't take anymore. Please help me find this cat." She said, I walked in the door and I hear this meow. Well, the cat had gotten in, I don't know, in like a cabinet and was stuck behind like a drawer or something.
Oh, you're kidding.
So she was just for 2 days. Anyway. So anyway, the couple funny things were said. That was, we were able to laugh a little bit. But as I was leaving, I thought, Joni Shank, what is wrong with you? You grumble and you complain so much. And here this woman is who is going through hell,
Yeah.
I mean, she's her relationship was not great with her husband and now he's just killed himself and her child has found it. And you've got all these emotions. Yeah. You're worried about your kids. You're grieving yourself. You're all this is going on. Mm. And she walks outside and she says, "God, you have been so, so good to me." Mm. What in that moment that she can say, "You have been so, so good to me"? How can I complain about anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so easy. And it's so easy for me to complain. And God, I'm so tired. Why does everybody want this from me? Why they did it? Blah, blah, blah. Why? Mm-hmm. I can't do this. I can't. Wah, 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 wah. And here we are, though, coming into Thanksgiving, and that phrase is on my mind, is you're so, so good to me. Mm. And I'm so, so undeserving too.
Right.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there with Thanksgiving and to just be, we have a choice of either to grumble or to be thankful. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's in those situations that you're least thankful that you need to be mm-hmm. the most thankful. Mm. Anyway.
That's really good. That's a whole good kind of setup for coming into this week, like you said, with Thanksgiving and because I feel like it really does take a conscious effort to get ourselves in the right state. I read a little devotion the other day, and it was basically the theme or the summary of it was the quality of your worship time. Like, you know how we go to church and we worship or whatever, we don't feel like it, or worship was good or worship was bad or whatever it is. It was basically like the quality of your worship is based on the character in your heart, of the quality of the character of what's in your heart. That's what determines the quality, you know. And we're so
right.
consumer, you know, it's very easy to be like, that wasn't good, or, you know, and I'm terrible about this sometimes, but, you know, or that I get very easily distracted by the things around me or how things are done and that kind of stuff. Right. And it's very easy to be like, well, I can't, you know, we block our own. It's kind of relates to what you're saying about the gratitude, the gratitude of how grateful you are, the quality and how grateful you are in your life is based on the character of your heart with God. Yeah. It's not based on our circumstances. We feel like it is. And it is like those things definitely affect us, but just like you said with her, she, you know, had every reason to be, you know, mad at God.
Yeah. Right.
Not even just ungrateful, but like mad, which happens too. And God can take that. Yeah. Like God can handle it.
Yeah.
You know, but to still find that thing, it's like you hear about the Jews in the Holocaust that were like, what was it? There was some quote. Oh, I'm going to get it all messed up. He was singing a praise song. And one of the other Jewish, prisoners was like, what are you singing? It was like thanking God and, you know, whatever. And he was like, how can you sing that? What are you singing? And what are you thankful for? What's good? And he said, I'm thankful that God didn't make me like them, which that is a whole little theological moment in and of itself, because we're all, but the potential is there, you know?
Here's the thing. And this is cold and this is harsh, you know, and when people go through things and why did God do that to me? Why did God allow that to happen? Here's the truth. The truth is that we deserve hell. You know, anything above that is God's grace.
Yeah.
And
why did he do that nice thing?
Yeah.
Which should be our question. Why did he, you know, do this or that and the other thing? And it's your human nature. Again, like I said, you know, it's comforting to know, excuse me, my throat. It's comforting to know that God gets it. Not that we want to take advantage of that or, you know, be flippant with it, but like, you know, he knows our condition. He knows that and obviously loved us enough to create a way for us to get past that through his son and get over that, you know, be able to have that fixed, but we can't fix it. So it's kind of a lot. So you're right. Your attitude determines your altitude. Isn't that like a cheesy thing or something? That's a cheesy thing. Your attitude?
Have an attitude of gratitude.
That's
exactly. It does drive me crazy, you know, and I'll say to each his own, but it does drive me crazy when people jump from Halloween to Christmas.
Well, I love like, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is like my favorite.
It. I know, it is mine too. And it's just that peaceful. There's no hoopla.
It's the easiest of the holidays, in that sense, even though, you know, you still have plans and you've got, but it's really kind of a meal.
Yeah.
Which is great and lovely. And it's that beautiful thing, but there's no presents. There's no wrapping. There's no real super decorating expectation. You know what I mean? Like it's just fall if you kind of already have that in place. And I mean, you know, again, we all choose to do what we want to do. So, you know, if you want to decorate full blown for whatever, but you're right. It's just a holiday that's a little more, there's no Easter basket. There's no costume. There's nothing to have.
There's nothing.
It's just get together.
It's just
food together, whatever it is that you like to do as a family, but keeping that all in the context of
look how God has blessed us.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or, God, you have been so, so good to
me. You've been so, so good. And we're going to get together and we're going to, you know, enjoy that and find that, that joy in that, even when things around us are hard and things in the world are certainly hard. So, you know, we keep on keeping on. That's how we keep the devil out.
Shut the door, keep out the devil. Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
Take gospel. It. God, that's it. That's you did the whole thing. Shut the door. Keep out the devil. Shut the door. Everything will be all right. I don't know how it goes. I don't know the rest of it, but I just made it up. There you go. That's what we do.
All right.
That was really good, Joni. That was a good word to just get our
well,
brains.
Well, it really
focused.
Is. You know, I mean, here I'm over there trying to bless them and she blessed me.
Oh man, that's the way it happens.
And then that's how it always works. You
it,
know?
It does. It does.
It really does. But
speaking of Thanksgiving, I don't want to get into, I mean, whatever, but I was just kind of, what are your plans this Thanksgiving? How's it, you know, not necessarily like food and stuff. We can get into that later or whatever, but what are your kind of plans generally? Are you going to do the same thing?
It's going to be pretty low key. So normally the egg bowl.
Now with the kids being everywhere, it's hard to.
Right. The egg bowl is the big game between Mississippi State and Ole Miss. And usually when it is in Starkville, we will go down and take all of our Thanksgiving meal and, you know, tailgate down there with Thanksgiving. Since the boys have been in college, we do that anyway.
Right, right, right.
So, but this year, it is in Starkville, but my boys have just said, you know, I think we just want to come home. I said, great.
Yeah, right. It was fun when they were early college and they could go, or, you know, when JB was there and the younger ones were like, yeah, let's go do that. But now it's like, they're all there. They're like, we just want to come home with mama.
Of course, we used to, you know, go to Branson and have dinner at the, have lunch at the Keter Center. And then we would go to Silver Dollar City. But good grief, Silver Dollar City has just gotten.
It's busy.
Millions of people. I don't know, but it's just.
Yeah.
It's not even pleasant anymore on Thanksgiving weekend.
On that weekend. It's a big weekend. Yeah. Because the lights are all the Christmas. And I guess they do that really the beginning of November, though, don't they?
Yeah. We are. I am actually going.
Yeah. Did you all figure out
with my friend Beverly. Yes. We are going the 10th.
Okay, good.
And and we'll drive, you know, that day. But and then be there on the 12th. We're going to go on Sunday.
That's nice. That's usually when I had a little group of gals that years ago, and we kind of ended up going every year right in that weekend, Veterans Day weekend.
Yeah.
It just was a good, really good time to go because stuff is starting to be Christmassy and all that. And, but it's not too crazy. And
it's actually, not crap.
There's a lot of good veterans, like, you know, it's a very patriotic place. So like every show, anything we ever went to, they always honored the veterans and all that. So it's a really fun time to go. So that'll be fun. That'll be super duper fun. Okay. So what are your Thanksgiving? So they're just going to come home.
They're just going to come home.
Okay,
and
nice.
I mean,
I love
we'll
it.
Just, you know, I'll have mom and.
Yeah. Perfect.
Probably
perfect.
I'll ask Kenno and Janie.
Uh-huh.
Janie, if you're listening to me, you want to come for Thanksgiving.
You're invited.
You're invited.
Aww.
You know,
that'll be
so,
nice. Just a nice.
Just, hang out here.
Yeah.
And,
watch the game on.
Yep.
Do they play on Thanksgiving or
they
is
do.
It the
they
day
play
after?
On Thanksgiving.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And that was the thing when JB, you know, JB couldn't leave when he was in the band. And even if we had gone there, we wouldn't have seen him because he, you know, it just was a crazy kind of day.
But it was
day,
just fun to see him perform. It would just be fun. It's the whole experience. But right now, I think your boys are kind of like, all right, let's go home and get our good mama's good cooking and, you know, chill out by the fire.
Well,
pit.
I think it's pretty evident that Mississippi State's not going to win that game right now.
Joni,
so I'm just saying, I don't
you
know.
Don't,
you never know.
You don't know.
You never know, but I'm telling
like
you
a
that
a whole bunch
that's
of
just,
bad stuff could happen to the Ole Miss
I know,
people.
I
not
know.
That I want that. I don't want that to happen, but they
no,
could.
No, you never know how a game is going to go.
Someone could put itching powder in there.
Someone could
in their pants. I don't know. That's such a classic, like, old TV show, right?
I know, yes.
Didn't that happen, like, on the Brady Bunch or something?
Someone put itching powder in the thing,
and it's a whole...
I think that was a Brady. Was that a Brady Bunch? Yeah.
It feels very Brady Bunchy to me. Uh-huh. So that's what we're going
in the sleeping bag or something like that. Is that? Yeah.
That's okay. Classic old school stuff. Come on now. Somebody get up in that locker.
Come on.
Come on. We're going to need some help. Just kidding, M squared and everyone who went there. We're kidding. Maybe. maybe we are. Maybe we aren't.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah, I guess we're same here. Just the kids are all coming home. They already all, it's so cute. They Thatch and Avery, or who's away? Yeah, Thatch and Avery. Listen.
Those two. Yeah.
Listen, here's a side note. This is a side note. I literally wake up in the mornings, like when that you're just kind of waking up and your brain is starting to sort of come together. And I have to consciously think of who is in the house. Between Tim traveling, Hudson's usually, you know, he's usually, cause he's just working and doing it. But even the other day when he was in DC and so he wasn't here and I'm like, is Tim here? Is he here? Are their kids? I don't know who's in the house. So
it's
I have to think about it.
And so is Joey coming with Ave?
No, but he's going to come for Christmas.
Okay.
She asked if he could come for Christmas. So we're very excited. We're like, of course you can. It'll just be Ave and Thatch. And they had told us earlier too, they were like, you know, we're getting our flights and they're both coming for about a week, like the Tuesday before. Good. So again, kind of working virtually.
Yeah. Like, right.
It has its benefits.
Yeah.
So they're going to come and we're going to,
Can I tell the quick story on Avery?
Yeah,
Avery, don't get mad at me.
Of course.
So Avery last year went to her boyfriend's for Thanksgiving. Was that last year?
That was last year.
Now, let me just tell you all people. We are not, Holly and I, and our family, we are not turkey trot people. We are not getting up on Thanksgiving morning and going for a run.
No.
So, but Avery gets to Joey's house. I mean, we are like Macy's Day Parade.
Right. We watch the parade.
Then, yes. That's who we are.
We have our coffee and we get our meal together. Yeah.
We are not moving very quickly in the morning. So Avery gets there and like his sister wasn't his, she was going on like the turkey run.
Yeah.
And Avery's like, I think I'll stay and cook. I'll help
your mom. Well, I think, that's exactly right. I think Joey had asked her ahead of time, like, you know, hey, my sister's doing this run or whatever. And she said, and I'm going to might do it too, or go watch or, I don't know whether he did it. And you're welcome to, you know, too. I mean, of course, being sweet, he was like, and she just looked at him like, I'll just stay and help your mom cook.
Just remember when you told me that, I went, we are not that kind of people.
No, we are not that kind of people, nor are we the Black Friday shopping people.
No,
so
we are not that.
Not that y'all do whatever you want to do. Just do what you want to do. But
that's not us.
No. So you just have to go with the flow when
I
these new people
laughed
come in.
Just remember you telling me that. I was going,
I know. Now, I did ask Avery, I'm like, I said, are they those people? I mean, literally, I was like, are they those? She's like, no, actually, they're not. She's just doing it. It wasn't like something they all have done. Because I'm like, is that a thing that his family does? And which is fine. I can go and sit and drink hot cocoa and watch you. I will
support watch you. I will cheer you on while I'm drinking.
it's fine.
My mom is spice cider here.
Exactly. But no, she's like, no, they really, it's not the normal. That it's just something they were doing. Okay. So I'm like, okay, that's all right. Catastrophe averted. I don't even know. I got nothing. I tried to ask last week. I think I asked it off the at the end of our conversation for scary, like creepy, scary movie recommendations. But so this is for anyone listening, because Joni is of no use. She's of zero use in this area. A
Monster House is as scary as I get.
And I don't like, here's the thing. Here's my parameter. Of course, it's this time of year, Halloween and all the things and the chili and the fall. I want more like a creepy, atmospheric kind of movie. I don't want horror. I don't like horror. I don't want Satan. I can have a little though. Like, I'm not saying I can do a little witchcraft. I'm not like, I watched one the other day, a whole Salem witch trial thing based on the real, it was kind of based. It was an older movie, but I don't mind, you know, we're good. I'm not saying I can't have any kind of, you know, but I don't know. I just want some good, like atmospheric kind of creepy, but not like horror terrifying.
I gave you a scary one to watch.
You said Stephen King's It.
No, The Hill House. And you yelled at me for that. Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Hill House. Because and I told you that, and you like yelled at me after that.
This was several years ago, whenever that Hill House show thing came out, and you did. You said, "Oh, watch it. Ooh, it's real good." And I was like, "Oh, okay, you know." And I know you're kind of a big chicken with that stuff, so I was like, "Okay."
I don't know why I liked it.
I don't know why you did it, because you were possessed by the devil. Because it was horrible. I didn't get through the second episode.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was like, absolutely not. That creepy woman's face comes right down over his face while he's laying. I'm not doing that. So I don't know. I guess I'm being kind of particular. But if anyone has, you know, like I said, it can be scary. I just don't want like I told you that trailer. Have you seen the trailer for the new Exorcist?
No, I have not.
Y'all.
Are you out?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely out. No. I'm not playing. I'm not kidding. That came on. We were at some movie. I don't know what we were at this, whenever the trailer was showing. And that trailer came on, and it's these two demon possessed little girls.
Oh yeah. No, I'm out.
They are terrifying. They are horrible. I had to shut my eye, and I'm not, like I said, I don't love, you know, but I'm not, I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, it's special effect and that stuff normally doesn't, you know, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
It was so horrible. I like just literally just like looked away and I'm like, I'm not even looking at this. This is horrible. And then it got over at the end and it goes quiet right after the trailer. And I just go, no, sir. I'm like, no, sir. And people around me are like,
no, keep out, devil.
It was, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I don't mind, like, because that's a true, the first one anyway. Stuff is based on like true stories, and you're kind of depicting it and telling it to me. I've never seen the first one. Mm-hmm. Maybe I might gear up to watch that, but I'm just not into the, I don't want the super horror and gross and all that. Yeah. But I do want a good creepy, good story, good, you know, I don't know.
Well,
so
Halloween will be over by the time this drops, but you know, it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
It's time.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the Charlie Brown music
in
the house. It makes me so happy. I'm going to sit down and watch my Great Pumpkin.
Yep.
That makes me extremely, extremely happy. So that's coming up. My kids still laugh at me about that. I'm like, have you all watched it? Avery, at your Halloween party, did you watch it together? She's like, no. I'm like, just have it on while you're getting ready. You don't have to actually make everyone sit down. I don't know if she did.
I'm going to watch it by myself because my kids won't be quiet during
it. Yeah, same. Now I just want to watch it by myself.
Yep.
Because I don't have any need for you people.
That's right. So funny, because I can lay there and sit there and go, I feel the like shag, the blue shag carpet underneath me laying on my stomach in my parents' den watching the,
Yep, so it's just funny. The same. Oh, so nice.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for me.
So are you ready for my recipe?
I am ready for your recipe. What you got for us?
Well, since we are in November, let's start getting ready for Thanksgiving and sweet potato casserole. And I looked back. I'm shocked that I have not done this one.
No, you have not.
And I have not. No. So, but listen, I've got the best one ever. Bake your sweet potatoes, take them out, mash them up, butter, nutmeg. You don't need a whole lot of sugar. The recipe actually calls for sugar, but
it's pretty sweet.
They're pretty sweet. You know, put your spices in there, put some heavy whipping cream in there and put them in your casserole dish. But I am not a big marshmallow fan on top of the sweet potatoes.
Me neither.
So crush up cornflakes, pecans, and brown sugar.
Oh, I like
and
that.
Butter.
And I like that. I like delicious. The pecan. I definitely like a good pecan. Mm-hmm. Topping thing on there. Oh, that does sound real good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay.
I am actually going to fix that for the church Wednesday night.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
We're going to have maple chicken and sweet potato casserole and green beans and a caramel apple spice cake.
Oh, my word, y'all. My jeans. Joni, I told you.
Well, you're not going to be here Wednesday.
I know, but I'm just thinking about it. And then there's going to be other food. And you just...
Oh. Well, when you get here for the press box, we're going to have almond cream cake and ribs and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I get to go to the game Friday night with at the high school. So we're going to do high school football because y'all's team made the playoff.
They're in the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs.
We are undefeated.
Which is very exciting.
Yes. And so we... are playing first round, probably the first two rounds, if we're not out, we'll be in Savannah.
Which is nice. So we're going to go watch them and cheer them on. And it's so nice. You know what's so convenient is that the Hardin County colors are the same as Mississippi State. So it makes it so easy. I can
in
just
the
pack.
Fall, my washing machine looks like a sea of maroon.
Yeah. Exactly, which is so convenient because, man, if you had to all do all kinds of different colors and, oh, my word, can you imagine? Yeah. So I appreciate it because it means I can just bring, you know, one kind of, you know, black, maroon, gray, and and I'm done. So there you go.
Right.
Okay. Well, are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
Okay.
Let's go.
That was great.
Thank you.
Sarah
is better than I am.
She really did. She killed it. The first thing that I'm obsessed with now are battery operated candles. Now, listen, hear me out. I mean, the ones I'm talking about, anyway, you can do whatever you want, but the ones that I'm currently obsessed with, I'll send the link to for the show notes, are taper. They're like taper candles in a plastic, you know, dark kind of a, they're meant, I think, for like the windows for, you know, if you want to stick them in your windows, which that's, you know, obviously very, very pretty. And then these short, votive ones that are actually the ones I got, they're made out of real wax, but they're kind of drippy. I mean, they look really cool and the little flame. And the thing is with all of these, first of all, is that they are a timer. So.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. That's really nice.
Yeah. That's the whole deal here. Because if I have to go around and turn these things on, that's no fun. That's no bueno. But, but with these and the different candles work different. Some you just switch them on at the time you want them to come on and then they'll stay on for 6 hours, turn off and, you know, come back on. Yeah. Some have like a little remote, you set it and then they repeat that cycle. So it's very easy and simple. And I got the inspiration was the Nestor, of course, who you guys know I love and adore. And I just love all the things and ideas that she gives. But she had that she uses them pretty much just in her decorating throughout whatever, you know, but like October through February or so. So this is not, you know, this is a winter thing. Again, from, you know, whatever. I'll probably do that too. This is not exclusively Christmas or exclusively. And actually, my family did that growing up when we'd put lanterns or candles in the window. We had these pretty silver lanterns, gas lamp, you know, and of course, and we, you know, all through January and into February, you know, still light those because it's that idea that, you know, it's just so dark and cold. Yeah. And so you want your home to be a little more inviting. So
glowing.
Glowing. And I'm telling you what, these have made me so happy. I can't even express. So with, you know, redoing the living room and getting things all set up and all that. And I've got some in the hallway here. I've got some in a pumpkin, these little dark glass kind of pumpkins. And so it's not real fire, you know, and they come on and they just glow and they have a little flicker and it's so pretty. And you just walk through and the fact that they come on with a timer, I'm like, oh my goodness, you don't have to think about it. Now, the interesting psychological part of this is that it's kind of a big deal for me to get a fake candle. My family did not believe in fake anything. like artificial. Mm-hmm. So it's hard, like artificial flowers. No, we did have some of our Christmas trees, because we did Christmas trees in every room, but our main one was always real, and we'd have one or two other real ones, and then the rest would be, you know, regular artificial ones that we saved and all that, which that was fine. But like greenery, flowers, plants, candles, all that stuff.
It's like, real.
It's real. Like you just do the real. So, yeah. So I was always kind of like, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know how they look. And, but these, it's like, you're not trying to trick anyone with them. It's just like their own statement of like, oh, look at that little warm flicker light. Yeah. And it just, I decided it was okay. I gave myself permission to get fake candles.
I like it in, I have a pottery jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, yeah.
And I like the fake in there because when I've used real ones, you get all this soot that gets up.
They can be a mess. Yeah. And there's a time when you don't want it to be a mess and you want to use it throughout the season. And I'm telling you what, these, like I said, I'm going to have to reset them when the time changes, because I'll need to set them earlier.
Which will be this weekend,
I know,
guys.
You know what that means?
That means we get an extra hour together.
Well, yes, it does mean that. It also means, do you remember last year we were together when this happened?
Oh,
when we time-traveled.
We did time travel. Oh, yes, I forgot.
We time traveled.
I forgot we get to time travel again.
And we're going to get to time travel. Yes. And the game is at night again.
Yep.
We won't be out that late, though. I doubt we'll, because we'll, who knows? Whatever. But
who knows?
Whatever.
We might party all night long.
We time traveled, and I could never get that recording. I still have the recording. Y'all, in case this is, you guys are sitting here going, what are they talking about? Last year, Tim and I were down at Joni and Ron's, and we went down to the game in Starkville.
And it was a great game.
Which was a great game. It was wet and rainy and all that, but it was.
But it was great.
It was.
And
a
my
great
dinger.
Game.
Remember, my dinger went.
You broke
dinger
your dinger donger.
Out. My dinger
you
donger.
Your dinger donger fell out.
Yep.
And it was a time, y'all. It was a time. Anyway, so when we left there, of course, that was on Saturday night of the time change weekend, same as what this is going to be. As I think this is an annual, like the Designer Cornbread time travel weekend. I think we need t-shirts.
Yes.
We need t-shirts. My gosh, I'm so excited. So that's what happened. So we were driving back from Starkville, and it was, you know, it happens at 2 a.m. We were out at 2 a.m, Joni.
It was a very late game. It was
It went
late.
Into overtime.
Yes. And then we're 2.5 hours away. And by the time we get through all the traffic,
just getting
and
out
all
of the parking
the stuff.
Lot.
I mean,
it was a whole experience. So by that time,
we're loopy.
We are hyped up on something. I don't know what soda. I don't know what's going on. And we realized that we were going to all be together in the car when the time change happened, and we got very excited. And we recorded it happening. And you guys, I promise you, I cannot figure out. I'll have to find it, but I couldn't figure out how to get it. How to post it, but maybe I'm smarter now. Maybe I can figure it out. And we recorded, like, we were reporting live, and we were like, we didn't know what was going to happen, you know? And we time traveled back an hour in time, and it was very exciting.
We did.
In fact, our husbands were like, oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know that they appreciated
us as much
as we appreciated ourselves.
We really appreciated ourselves a lot. We had the best time in the back of the truck. Anyway, so that's happening again. I don't know how I got on that, but back to my candles. Get the candles.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay,
fun.
Candles, yeah.
All right, number two. Number two is a bag, big rolling bags. They're by Hulken, H-U-L-K-E-N.
Hulk.
Yeah, like the Hulk.
Hulk smash.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, just like the Hulk, only E-N on it. And I'll put the link in there. These are the bags. And again, I saw them advertised. I've had one for quite a while. I got the big, big size. They basically come in two sizes. I think it's like a medium and a large. And you might see the ads on Instagram. That's where I first saw them. And they're just these big, really well-made rolling bags, open top. It's not like luggage. I mean, you're not, you know, it's not like something you're going to go travel in the airport with. But the large is ginormous. Like, it's very, very big.
For like tailgate purposes.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, okay. And they fold up, you know, it's a bag. So at the bottom, it'll fold up and go down. But they've got big, long handles on the sides and one on the front that you can kind of pull it behind you. And they're just, they're great for everything. I used the big one again the other day when I went to the trade show. You know, I could just put all, you know, not everything. I actually went and ordered the medium one after that because I'm like, man, I could use another, the smaller size. Yeah. And because you just put everything in it, but then it's got handles so you can kind of pick it up. They're made for like, I mean, you can do them obviously whatever you want, but the marketing, it's kind of like for people that live in, you know, New York and places you're on trains and you're schlepping your groceries, you know, they don't, and it's just this roller bag, but yet they fold up, you know, flat so you can store them really easily. Mm-hmm. So I went ahead and got the medium size as well. And I just used it today. In fact, I think I'm going to keep it in my car. But I schlepped some stuff up to Susan's apartment, you know, to get up there really easily. What I got when I was getting out of the car, I'd done an errand, gone to Old Navy and did something else. I just put everything in that, my big purse, I put everything in it and brought it all in the house.
That's fantastic.
It was fantastic. Now the smaller one I got has a zipper lid. I noticed the new ones have a look like you can zip up the lid, but like you're saying for tailgate.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. I mean, again, the wheels are small, so it's not like if you were going over a ton of, I mean, a wagon would probably.
Yeah. So yeah, I've got a couple of wagons.
Be that. Better. You know what I mean? Because, but if you were somewhere and you didn't have a lot of space to store stuff. Anyway, they're great. They come in, they're beautiful, shiny, nice material. They come in black. They have a new midnight blue, which is gorgeous, silver, and are like a rose gold. And they're just very cool and very practical bags. So there you go. Get you a bag. The last thing is reading glasses that I really like. They're by Peepers. I don't know if I've mentioned these before. I don't think so. I kind of checked to see peepers.com. Be careful when you type that in. Like, just make sure that you just be careful.
Never mind.
Anyway, go ahead. That's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah. Peepers.com, and they have a whole bunch of reading glasses. They're just really cute, all kinds of different styles, beautiful, you know, kind of nicer quality. The ones I really like that are big old ones, they're called, their Center Stage is the name. They come in different colors and all that, but there's just all kinds of really good reading glasses. I have them all over the house because these are new ones I just got. These aren't Center Stage, but they're from them, and they're like a tortoise and a blue. You see that? Blue-green. Aren't those cute? Look on there. Oh gosh, I can't get them on my head. There you go. So there's your reading glasses by Peepers. That's all I got.
Okay.
Jeepers creepers. Where'd you get those peepers?
Well, guys, so next week for episode 61, Holly will have been here or may still be here.
Yeah. Who knows?
And,
that's what
we'll report. We should have some interesting things for you next week.
We'll see how the time travel goes. You know, we don't know.
We may not be here.
We may not. This may be it.
No.
I don't know why I feel like it's some kind of thing that, like, it happens every year. But somehow when we're together, it's like extra special.
Everything is extra special.
Everything is extra special.
Well, and anyway, we have superhero powers when we're together too. So
it's true. That's 100% true. Mm-hmm. That's proven fact. Yep. Thanks everybody for listening again. Glad you could join us. Hope you just had fun listening to our conversations and felt like, you know, that you were just here with us, because that would be really fun actually. Hope everyone has a good Halloween.
It's, you know, passed by the time it drops. Oh, yeah. Halloween's over.
I hope you had a good Halloween.
That you got
Hope you got some candy. As Tim used to do, he would take tacks off of the kids' Halloween candy. They'd spread it out and he would just take all the 100,000 grand bars. And he would just be like, it's tax. And the kids were like, what do you mean? He's like, you'll find out when you're grown.
So I had to open my bags of candy for the church harvest festival. Ron Shank keeps, I may have to go buy more for Halloween at my house because
you have to hide
Ron
it.
Ron just eats it and eats it and eats it.
You have to hide it. You can't let it be out. I know. You can't let it be out. So anyway, right, we will talk to you guys soon and have a great week. See you later, cornbread.
See you, corn dog.
Corn dog, corn dog.
No, I don't.
Okay.
What do you like to do then? I like to eat. That was the first paragraph. It was a paragraph in my Spanish book.
Wow. Wow.
I can still say the whole thing.
You really can. You really can. That's good. All I know is like, what was it? This is when Avery was taking it and I decided to make up a sentence because I knew rojo, I knew red. Mm-hmm. And then I knew abuela, grandma. So it was like, mucho gusto rojo, abuela.
Oh.
I don't know. Something about
she's been out in the sun too long.
Very big red grandma.